Jesus, let your name be lifted up in all the earth. For you gave me salvation and reversed the wicked curse. Brought into this world by sin, it's just the nature of men to reject holiness. It's a historical trend, so I had to be cleansed from the evil things that were in my life. The only way to get it is through repentance and faith in Christ. Man's righteousness ain't good enough, matter of fact, it's like filthy rags. God is not impressed by the wicked who sit around and brag. Almost everybody thinks they'll go to heaven when they die if they pray a prayer, regardless of how they live their life. If they reject obedience and won't forsake the sin they love, the Bible lets us know that they're an enemy of God above. It's time to get saved, folks, and stop playing games, cause nothing on this earth is worth eternity in flames. Study the Bible diligently, get it in your heart, so if you run into trouble, faith in God will not depart. I'm so
I don't care how many people you hear preach that don't hold a standard up. You read your Bible and you walk in the standards of God. I don't look, but look, let me tell you something. Jesus is the standard.
When temptation comes with friends, you must be strong and hold on to our faith, avoiding things we know are wrong. There is no room for compromise. Don't listen to the devil's lies. Instead, be obedient and glorify the Lord on high. There should be a distinction between sinners and saints. This race ain't for the swift, but it's for those who do not faint. In other words, we must endure the challenges that we go through. Remember, many are called, but there's only a chosen few. So you may feel uncomfortable at times throughout your life, like you don't fit in with those who sin, but friend, that's quite alright. You see, the world is ignorant, in the dark, with a hardened heart. That's why we educate them of the gospel. Saints, let's play our part and witness to our friends, co-workers, and our neighbors. Or at the restaurant while we're talking to some strangers. We should have comfort knowing God has got our backs, and if we ain't ready to speak, at least hand out some gospel tracts. I'm sold out to Christ and I'm preaching.
Jesus wants you to know he knew about peer pressure before you got there. He wanted you to know that he knew your argument was going to be, well, everybody's doing it. And he said, well, I don't care what everybody is doing. I want you harmless, blameless, that ye may be blameless, harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke. No need for God to rebuke you.
The whole world is against us. We're still required to stand and uphold the name of Jesus Christ, even if it's banned. It may seem hard, but you can't follow the biblical plan. God, our heavenly Father, laid out for woman and for man. So if the whole world hates us, that's the price of the call. I'd rather have God on my side than ride with men who will fall. The scoffers are gonna scoff, but don't ever let that discourage you. When people speak false things, continue to promote what's true. If you get angry, don't sin. Instead, take it before the Lord and seek Him for His guidance, so that you are on one accord. Never let emotions get you out of God's will. Stay calm and be still. In due time, He will reveal how to handle the situation that you are dealing with. Stay humble and diligent, my friend. Don't ever quit proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ as far as we can reach. Take the gospel to the streets, my people.
Cause we got some folk out there preaching compromise and saying some stuff cause they've been through some stuff. But we gotta preach the pure, unadulterated word of God.